No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
The No Chill Podcast is your boy ASAP Funny.
Shell Antoinette.
And I'm sorry, y'all. We have not been around.
And it's Ryan's fault, and I'ma say it.
What? Damn.
Okay, it's not all Ryan's fault, but semi-Ryan's fault. Only because he had been here for 2 weeks in a row, and we had all the opportunity to record, and we didn't record. We was comfortable and chilling and shit.
Damn, that wasn't even where I was going with that.
My bad.
She just put me on fucking Front Street. I was just like, oh, you know, summer been summering. You know, we've been outside.
Don't lie to them.
It ain't a lie. It's a fact.
You're being dishonest.
I'm not being dishonest. Summer has been summering.
Summer has been summering. I give you that. For you, you've been out in these streets.
Yeah.
All over. Living your best life.
Something like that. I'll be tired. Fucking tired. To the point where, you know, when you be like, oh, you got something planned today? You be like, nah, what you gonna do? I'm just gonna sit down. So that's what I've been doing. I've been sitting down. But, you know, how's your summer been so far?
Well, I got to see Beyonce.
Yes, how was that?
It was good. Okay, so, honest moment. I enjoyed the concert. Beyonce looked amazing. I love her authentic, fun interactions with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Second night killed it here in Chicago. Y'all seen the TikToks. My favorite parts. No, before I say that. No, I will say that. My favorite parts of the show was all of the songs that's not on Renaissance.
Mm-hmm. We know you're not a big house head.
I'm not a house head. So that's why I was like, not that the songs ain't good. It's just that I enjoyed those other songs a little bit better. But the Renaissance stuff, it was cute. It was nice. I wasn't a big fan of the choreography, though.
Yeah? What? Yeah.
I don't know. It just didn't
feel like it had been better before, previously?
Maybe.
Okay.
So I saw somebody say that the dancers wasn't dancing. Like, they weren't giving what needed to be given. And I was like, is that what it was? Because there was this section where the dancers got, like, they solo dances in. Mm-hmm. And they was killing it. They was killing that. But, like, the group routines, I guess I was just like, that's okay. But all in all, 5 stars.
That's what's up. I'm
she glad. Sound amazing. Oh, and the second night got blue.
Yeah, my wife is out the first night. She didn't get blue, so she felt the way.
Yeah, I felt like everybody was talking about,
if you could put the girl to work, put her ass to work every night. No days off. Get your ass out here.
I was going to say,
your ass
everybody,
out here, G.
A lot of people were saying the second night was better. Like, some people that was in the audience with us went to both nights, and they were like,
that's wealth.
What's I fucking? Don't know. It was a couple of tickets that on wealth. Sale before, and I think people was buying tickets, like, just getting them there, getting them at discounted rates, because, you know.
Yeah, because, now that's just proof. That's just proof that, you know, even the biggest of stars is not fully selling out concerts like they used to.
In my head, I feel like she had 10 spots left. I
read a couple weeks ago, Lil Baby had to cancel dates on his tour because the tickets wasn't selling enough. And I'm like, nigga, you're not big enough to headline. Baby, exactly.
That's not exactly.
No, that's exactly.
Which one is him again? What's his song?
I don't know his song.
I heard that one.
All right. Okay. Yeah, him. But, like, yeah, I'm like, you niggas are not big enough to stand alone. Y'all need to collaborate. Y'all need to get y'all a whole double XL freshman class to go on tour, nigga. Y'all need all the fans you can get. Y'all cannot headline these fucking tours. Like, no, not no stadium tour.
No, they do.
Who?
I was going to say, do the kids go to concerts? They do. I feel like they go to festivals, though.
Yeah, they definitely do
more
festivals.
More than, like, a concert.
Yeah, a single concert. That's why I said Lil Baby in the United Center. How much is United Center you cutting off of this nigga? Half? You gotta make that shit shake like the big three.
Okay, now that I will say, and this is crazy because it was fully packed in there. Like, it was really.
Yeah.
But I felt like Soldier Field was just too big, or her stage wasn't big enough for Soldier Field.
That's possible too.
I feel like.
I did see it. It was a lot of open space. Like on the floor, it was a lot of open space.
It was seats down there, but it was a lot of open space there. And I'm like, you could have put some more seats and pulled the stage forward or something of the sort. Because it did just feel a little far off. And I don't think we had terrible seats. It just was like, unless you was like right there, you was looking at the screen.
Yeah.
So, like, all in all, it was a good time. I think I was out of contact, though.
Oh, definitely.
The people in the row in front of us.
Yes.
They was litty McLitlit.
Look, after I went to Hyde Park Summerfest, and when I tell you I brung my party favors in, and that when they looked through my festival bag, my little strap mill joint, and they like patted it and was like, "You good?" I was like, y'all are just checking for guns. Y'all ain't.
Oh, absolutely. Because
y'all are checking for weapons. Y'all don't care about these drugs.
At the stadium, you know how they, like, as far as women go, like, you got to have a clear bag.
Yeah.
You can't bring it. I was like, I bought a little bitty clutch. And then I always have a crossbody on, as most people know. And I actually forgot I had it on because I had the little purse inside of the crossbody.
Mm-hmm.
So the crossbody was on, and I pulled out the little purse thinking I took the crossbody off in the car. But I never did. I just kept, like, I walked because I'm so used to having it on me. I get there, and as I'm putting, I was like, I still got this purse. Shit, I'm going to have to turn all the way around is what I was thinking. She's like, "You good? Come on." I'm like,
yeah, okay. That's like, it's like, I just need, like, first of all, the clear bag policy, that shit, like, how do y'all expect women to fit their whole lives? And, like, some mostly can't. Like, it's not.
What do you need your whole life for? At this time, sir, if you're not.
I mean, what you need shit.
Your lip gloss and your car keys and your phone.
But you be needing something that them little ass purse can't hold. Like,
that's
it's
true.
It be like that.
You know what I love about my friends is that we are efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So my homegirl got bangles.
Yep.
That's flasks. And we filled them up with the liquor.
Good.
So we had two bangles with that. But we went to the, like, bar. So we got there early, obviously. You're like, let's just get in and make sure we good. So at first we got a beer, you know, we was chilling, had a little food. We was like, okay, it's getting close to town, so we'll get us a drink. So we go get a drink. I promise you, the bartender, we had friend him up so well, I promise you, he took one bottle and split it into three of our cups. And was like, splash. We got to our seats and started drinking. I said, y'all, this is all we need. We ain't gonna need nothing else. We had the little flask, so we took shots in that cup. We were good.
Yeah.
For the rest of the night. Yeah. Up to the people that were sitting in front of us, because bang bang, they was like,
y'all smoking up in here.
No, like it was a chain. It has been full of them. It was not going. I was sitting there going watching the concert, like, yeah, let's go. And next you know, you get how you like your eyes get droopy. You just feel like, huh. I was like, wait, what is happening?
Yeah.
And the one girl was sitting there. I don't even know if she was there to see me. I was like, for real, she was just sitting there.
Vibes.
I felt like it was just going all up.
Just vibes. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I'm going to be, oh God. And then it wasn't bad though. Like, traffic wasn't bad. We got parking very smoothly. We left. You know, you get a little, that little parking and leaving traffic. So we were sitting there for about 20 minutes.
Right. But that's to be expected.
Yeah. It was a good old night.
That's what's up. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
We was around good people. And we told everybody in our section to shut the fuck up when she said, go mute. And everybody was like, okay. And it was good.
All right.
It was a good time.
Not you, D-more motherfuckers. At the...
Nah, we was not playing.
I see.
She came, we was A-O-A-A-A.
Hey, chill.
When she said, everybody go mute, bitch, mute. Don't say nothing for a total count of eight. What's wrong with you? He was not on the zone. Mm. Some people was like, oh my God, I don't know what you're talking about. You're not on TikTok? Confusion.
They not.
Everybody go mute.
Oh, okay.
Mute.
So, what happened with Beyonce, Mama and Richard Lawson?
Man.
Richard Lawson. You sound educated. Good for you, girl.
I was surprised by that information. And then the information just kept spilling.
Like, what? Yeah. I was on X. I can't even say it.
Yeah, because what the fuck is an ex?
I was what?
What the fuck is an ex? Who told him, Elon gotta go, yo? Like, he has got to find some chill. You look real confused. Do you not have the Twitter app? Does it not say X for you?
Oh, that part. Okay.
I was on X. I was Xing. What the fuck? This shit is stupid.
Why X, though?
I don't know. But they said Richard Lawson was... His likes and bookmarks is...
Available.
First
for the
of all,
people to see.
For the people to see. Oh, you a freak.
But, like, that wasn't the cause of the divorce, though, was it?
I don't know what it was.
People brought that up after the divorce was announced.
Yeah, I don't know, but it still was funny. These asses, you nasty. What the fuck? Hey, man, them likes get your ass in trouble every time.
So... Miss Tina.
That's why you see. That's why you gotta get you another Twitter for your kinks. You know what I'm saying? Leave the egg as your motherfucking profile picture. And don't connect your phone, nigga. Like, don't connect your phone
what's
number.
The default picture now? Cause it was
I don't
a
know.
Bird before an egg, right?
Nah, it was always an egg.
Okay, it's an egg. So now there's no more tweets with the Twitter.
I don't know.
It's a who?
Maybe it's an ex. I don't know.
Did you get Threads?
Fuck no. I ain't got time. Look, man. After they had that little spiel rollout, I realized I don't have time for another social media platform. Y'all ain't getting no more out of me. I'm done.
Listen.
I'm done. Like, I got spiel. I was on that shit for 3 hours. I was like, no, this ain't it. This ain't it. Like, just stop.
Yeah,
it's not good.
I don't have the time, nor the patience.
Yeah, I know. Got to start all over, and they be following the same fucking people. Like, these ain't gonna be no different people. I'm finna go follow my tribe.
Yeah, and I feel like that the older you get, you don't start following new people.
Hell
like,
no.
When you was growing up, you would just be following people. They followed you. It was cool. You didn't build a family with these over the years. These people you know never met them a day in your life.
Yeah, Twitter niggas is homies.
And like
Twitter niggas is homies. They family.
Yeah.
Like Drake
you
said.
You know it's real. Because to me, I'd be like, I remember, and this was years ago, but I remember going to Atlanta, and I stayed with somebody I had never met before. Like, we just knew each other via
Twitter. Off Twitter.
And they was like, you coming down? Just chill out here. You good. And I'm like, bet. Me and my homegirl went, stayed.
Yeah.
Had no problems. Like, it was great.
Safe spaces.
Safe spaces, for real.
Safe spaces.
The amount of people I know is because of...
Twitter.
Twitter.
Yep, Twitter. And I don't know, I can't speak for other cities, but Chicago Twitter, it's so big and so small at the same time. Like, it's really like 1 or 2 degrees of separation and you knowing a motherfucker.
I had one friend who was cool to everybody. I went to a party with them and met everybody. And and it was like, everybody was like, you on Twitter? All right. And then I was just like, 15 new people.
Yep.
And one night.
Growing up.
Oh, that was the time. The timeline was interesting.
Bussing. Now we out here Xing. I can't fucking Xing. Oh, shit.
Because we not going to not call it Twitter.
I'm not. Hell no. It's Twitter. It started off as Twitter. I'm going to call it Twitter.
Listen, it's the CS Tower.
Forever.
Forever.
Comiskey Park. For real.
Listen.
I ain't going to lie. I had just started. I had just got used like a year prior before they changed the name again. And when I say commission, I'm talking about where the White Sox play. Because it was U.S. Cellular Field for so long.
I got used to
saying
U.S. Cellular Field.
I would never call it that. Their little nickname for it was called The Cell. And the moment I started using that, they was like, we changing the name. I was like, bitch,
no.
You know what? Fuck y'all.
At this point, I'd be like the White Sox Stadium.
Oh, yep. 35th.
Yeah.
I'm going to 35th.
You're on red line. White Sox. 35th
Sox, whatever they say. Yep, Sox 35th. I'm just letting you know, when you pass there, it's trouble. Once you get
trouble.
Once you ride past that motherfucker, it's trouble. It might be a little trouble there. But shit, it's trouble.
Yeah,
man.
Speaking of concerts and stuff, did you see Cardi?
Yeah. I don't see the issue. She's sick of bitches playing out face.
As she should, bitch. Why is you throwing stuff at me?
Like, me at song performance. Like, that shit, like, play stupid games type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I know everybody be on this. Well, she said throw water on me, and I saw that clip. But that clip looks very much after the incident.
Yeah.
It's, and as if she was making, like, trying to make
it. Like, in the mood of the shit, yeah.
Somebody threw water on me or whatever. But, like, girl, what made you think that that was okay? You knew you was wrong because if you see the other camera view, she was like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, immediately.
Mm-hmm. Cardi ass. Hey,
Cardi
heaved
that fucking mic.
I'm waiting, like, hey, Yankees, first pitch.
Dead ass.
Call your girl.
She heaved.
She from the Bronx.
Is she a lefty? I thought
she threw I saw a montage. Yeah, she's a lefty. Everything she throw with her left, so yeah.
She
heaved. She a lefty. She threw a motherfucking microphone 86 miles an hour, nigga. She motherfucking a wild thing from Major League. Throw them motherfucking out of there.
Was amazing. Shorty was like, bitch. I was like, ooh, wait, like, ooh. But like, why y'all keep playing with her?
And they trying to file charges on her in Vegas. Maybe they get the fuck on.
Why y'all keep playing in my face? She assaulted me.
For real.
How we know it was? Well, we didn't know it was in that.
Right.
That could have been anything. It could have been bleach. Y'all don't fucking
trying
know.
Trying to burn my eyes.
Don't throw
nothing. Trying to burn my eyes. She tried to burn my ass forever.
Forever. I love Cardi.
I do.
Have you listened to that song behind Offset? The no. Jealousy song?
I have not. Have you?
I did. I like it. But it's I like it from a standpoint of, like, I don't think it's commercial music, and I only heard it, like, once or twice. So maybe if I bopped it in the car or something, it would be a little bit different. But it's the verses. Like, they going ham on the verses. Like, they had something to say, so they said it. But, like, I don't feel like it's commercial. Like, I don't know if I'm a bop to it. Like, I gotta probably listen to it in the car or something.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go look at that. People be dropping new music, I don't be giving a fuck. I'm sorry.
People drop music so far from, like they took these big old gaps. And I feel like it'd be hard to come back.
Yeah, you've been gone so fucking long. Like, I forgot you got shit. Like, oh, shit, nigga, what you
and
did?
I hadn't been, like, anticipating. Like, it's different if you, like, dropping a verse on a bunch of songs throughout that time.
Like, fam, Cardi has not dropped the album since the first one.
First one, yeah.
And that was, what, 2018? Yeah. I'm like, nigga, she good.
Where did the time go, though? Because I don't feel like that album was that long.
COVID.
But shit.
COVID, man. COVID time is, that shit is.
Dead ass.
That shit is like, remember that motherfucking Brendan Fraser movie, Blast from the Past, and the motherfuckers in that bunker? That was COVID, nigga. We was in a fucking bunker. Forgot how to be outside. Like, when nobody dropping new shit. Like, it's dark times.
That ass.
It was dark times. We lost Pee Wee Herman yesterday, G.
We did. R.I.P.
I fuck with Pee Wee Herman. You fuck with Pee Wee Herman? Yeah.
Yeah,
Pee Wee Herman like me. I had a motherfucking Pee Wee Herman dog. Nigga, I had to talk with Pee Wee Herman.
Can you do all that?
I did. I fucked with it. Pee Wee's Playhouse, that shit was lit.
Like, yeah, but I ain't had no dogs and shit.
I mean, you know, that was the era. Everybody had a talking dog, nigga. Everybody had a pull-string dog. Yeah. It was Alf and motherfucking Urkel.
Alf!
Nigga, it was I had a talking Freddy Krueger. A Beetlejuice. Like, nigga, yeah. They were quick to put your motherfucking voice box. Then Chucky came and shut all that shit down.
Dead ass.
Shut all that. You know what? You niggas don't need no more batteries for these dogs after that. I'm not fucking with it. Like, it was like,
you
nah,
right.
Nigga.
You're right.
With these fucking G.I. Joes, that's connected by a fucking rubber band, nigga. My fucking used to stretch and come right back. Like, this is what you play with now. Did you see the Barbie movie?
No.
Are you planning on seeing the Barbie movie? If I catch it, you know, yeah, like, it's not.
Like,
it's not mandatory.
It's not. Maybe when I'm bored. Like, when you come on something?
Oh, I feel you. No, there's no rush. I just, like, I was seeing, you know, hating ass niggas. Because only black people do this shit. Like, why y'all so up in arms to go see the Barbie movie? It's a white girl shit, whatever. I'm like,
I
nigga.
It's not what we think it is.
I know. I'm just talking about, like, the fact of them supporting Barbie as a brand. And I'm like,
I grew up.
Bitch, shut up. Like, it's not even, like, it ain't, it's never that deep. Like, nigga. They made black Barbies.
They did.
It took a while.
I had one.
Took a while. But they did it. Like, my sister used to get them.
I went down like, memory lane in the Barbie world.
Yeah.
Me and the homegirls was talking about all the Barbie shit that we had growing up.
Yeah.
And one of the girls was helping her friend put together the Barbie dream house for their daughter. She's helping them out or whatever. And she was like, hey, yo, Barbie come with a flat screen TV. And so she screenshots it. And I was like, oh, my God, it's like my Barbie house. Because I had the three-tier with the elevator.
Rich. Wealth.
And it started making me think about all the Barbie...
Side note, like, nigga, we was having this discussion off air. Like, nigga, if you got anything past the figures, I called your ass rich. Any playset, vehicle, anything, like, nigga, you know what I got back in the day? I got 4 fucking Ninja Turtles, nigga, and that was it. You make do with that. I got 4. The OG 4, that's it. They van.
I ain't get split.
For what? What you need this rat for, nigga?
He was part of the crew.
He was. I tried, nigga. I couldn't even get like a foot soldier. Split now, nah, nigga. You know who my Ninja Turtles used to fight? He-Man, nigga. They used to fight other niggas. And then like, you know, Michelangelo was fucking Barbie. He was sleeping in the house because he's a real nigga.
I had Barbie McDonald's. With the drive-thru.
See, I remember that shit.
And you press the button, they'd be like, welcome to McDonald's, or whatever the freak you used to say. I had this pool that it was like the first pool that like had lights in it and stuff, and it had a little fountain with the real water. And it had certain type of Barbies that went, I don't think I had the Barbie though, but like the Barbie here be one color, but when they get in the water, they come out and turn into another color.
See all that shit? See all that? Now, see, look, I'm going to tell you right now, this is what I just noticed. Now, we didn't talk about this. This was nothing, no show prep, none of that
it
shit. You know what I just noticed? Notice how much detail is in the girls' toys for that shit? You know what the fucking boys' toy did? Shoot shit. That's all we needed. We needed that motherfucker to move, and we needed one dart, disc, arrow, something to come out this motherfucker. And we was good, nigga.
I had gymnastics.
Except for the Technodrome. Like, some of that shit need to be on TV, but other than that.
I had the gymnastic Barbie, the first bendable Barbie with the arms and stuff. Yeah, I had her. Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all even used to have the fucking Barbie head mannequin.
I didn't have hair and shit. But I know what you're talking about, but I ain't.
And they had a black one. You know, that motherfucker, that bitch had 4C hair, nigga. That shit got nappy.
It was creepy. That's what it was.
Did you have a Kenya? Remember Kenya dolls?
I did not have a Kenya.
You had no motherfucking Kenya. Kenya had all kente cloth, everything.
I remember that though. She was like, Kenya.
I promise you, the dress Kenya had on. Remember that fucking episode of Fresh Prince where Will and Carlton had to sew a dress? It was that fucking dress, but in kente cloth shape. You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. That was the dress that Kenya wore. It was that same
dress,
but it was kente cloth.
So much.
Like, remember that shit? I'm dead ass.
Oh, man.
That's the dress that Kenya had on.
So, of course, once we started doing it, and I'm one of the people who research everything, I started, because I was trying to remember, like, what pool I had. I was like, what, like, variation it is. So then I stumbled on this YouTube channel with this person collecting, like, Barbie stuff. Who dedicated 2 hours to YouTube to watch?
It's crazy shit, bro.
She had every version of the McDonald's, the grocery stores, the playgrounds, the pools, and I was like, man.
Well, that shit was still in box?
Yeah, for the most part. But then she had a room that was dedicated to, like, displaying her stuff. And so she literally had, like, these, like, you know how you have, like, the like dresses or whatever?
Yeah.
She had them, but, like, it would be, like, the little display of each thing. But she would have the background. So she had, like, a little shoe store. She had all these things. And she had, like, 200 Barbies. First of all, I would not want to be in that room. I would be creeped out about being in a room with that many Barbie dolls. However, she had them set up in a little. I was like, Jesus, this is crazy. But it was nice to see, kinda.
Motherfuckers who got shit like that are sitting on the biggest investments.
Mm-hmm.
No, because some of that shit, like if it's, especially if it's unopened or near mint condition type shit.
So some of the stuff she had and some of the stuff she kind of searched for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like you found, like, you know what I'm saying? You get shit updated. Like my mans came through in Toy Story 2 and pimped my Woody doll and shit. Like that type of shit.
Yeah.
But motherfuckers, you having all that old memorabilia and didn't open it and that type of shit? Man, please. I was 8. All that shit was getting open, fam. I'm sorry. I'm leaving this shit in the box for what, nigga? This is a toy. I'm gonna play with this. It's like gym shoes to me. Nigga, wear your shoes. Stop. I hate that shit. Put the fucking shoes on your feet. I got these in the back. So what? Hate them. Hate them. But,
I feel like it's been so much happening on these concerts.
It's been so many concerts.
That part. But Drake. Had, some women was throwing their brassieres on the stage.
They, like, this is something you can only do now. Because this has been throwing bras and panties on stage for years.
Yes.
And the best you could do is leave your phone number on them motherfuckers. And you hope, you know what I'm saying, you don't get catfish. Drake found, like, hey, man, hey, whoever threw it, find Shorty.
Shorty had, like, a L. I don't a 36. Even think I knew it went to an L.
Titties are big business.
I mean, they are. Literally. Absolutely. They really are. Literally. But I don't think I realized that there was an L.
L? What the fuck is it? S. For real.
And I don't know why I didn't think that, because they are very, like, heavy, like, big-chested women.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I don't know. I just, in my head, was like, quadruple D's. Like, just stay in there.
Yeah. So, like, he found her, and she, apparently she got, like, a upcoming Playboy deal coming up. And, like, you know what I'm saying? You hear about, like, you know, women like that, you find them, like, oh, man, what she look like? Look, I don't know. She ain't ugly. She regular as fuck.
Speaking of, wait. Did you hear about the Lizzo drama?
Bruh. Oh, my God. Lizzo is a motherfucking demon. This nigga is Joe Jackson. Like, what the fuck is going on? So, apparently, let me make sure I got this right. A couple of Lizzo's dancers. Two of them who were on her reality show in one. And one who had recently joined in as one of her dancers, said, like, she was like making them,
like, body shaming.
Like, body shaming them and making them do sexual acts with strippers and all types of shit. And I'm like,
Allegedly. I didn't hear that part, the sexual acts. I didn't hear that part, but I heard it was some sexual harassment of some sort, allegedly, and some body shaming.
Allegedly. Bruh.
And that was not the news I thought I would ever hear attached to Lizzo.
For real. That's like, that's a few shit. It's been multiple
people to come out and speak on it outside of just the dancers. Like, I guess people that may have witnessed or whatever. And, bruh.
I need more info.
I do too. I'm like, tell me it ain't so.
I'm like, we got 1 month of summer yet left, and this is what y'all learn.
Not positive Lizzo.
For, like, for real. Not twerking and playing the flute, Lizzo.
That's the first time I saw Lizzo. I didn't know who she was prior to.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I was like, oh, she's twerking and playing the flute. All
right,
girl.
Right. That shit, oh, man. I don't, ooh. Hey, I'm going to keep it a bean. If this shit is true, ain't no coming back, yo. That's like, first of all, you gonna lose your whole base community on the fat shaming shit alone.
Yeah.
Cause that's like, you was like spearheading the fucking empowerment, you know what I'm saying, women being the size that they are and being comfortable who they are and all that shit. You got a whole fucking clothing line based around that shit.
Right, yes.
And then the other shit, that's some weird shit.
I'm sorry if y'all hear this fan in the background.
That's some Kevin Spacey type shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, she was like,
what Kevin Spacey did
the other day? Oh, man, no, Kevin Spacey was some shit. I don't even remember, it was so long ago. But, like, the dancer said that they were, like, she would make them dance with the strippers and get that physical with the strippers. I caught that shit on one of them links. I read up on it. That shit is crazy. I hope.
Now, I feel like we're running through topics, but you don't have to give me the background on this Idris Elba held at gunpoint man.
Nick, so
what is that now?
That's why. Hey, so you know how men we see like women possibly getting like abused by they dude like in the street and shit, and we try to step in. Like, that's the nigga tried to do. And nigga was like, nah, bro, stay out. I gotta read up on it all the way, cause I don't think they was black. But I think this was before he was famous. Like it might have been before he was famous. Okay. It was just something that came up.
I ain't heard nothing about this.
But nigga, I'm trying to tell you, like that's like, you know, back in the day, you know. Yeah. Like right now, nigga, I don't know who got choppers on them. Like I'm gonna walk away. I'm gonna call the people. I'm gonna let law enforcement take care of that, nigga, cuz I don't know this bitch.
You know, in the art of like managing your business, I was on the TikToks. And some of y'all who on there may have seen this, may have came across your timeline. But there was this black man in whatever state that him lives in, and he was fishing. You saw this?
Hell yeah.
He was fishing in his neighborhood's pond, or whatever it is, and he kept being harassed by other residents of this area that happened to be Caucasian, right? And they would call the police, so he started to videotape, because I guess one of the police was like, we'll have evidence of some sort. And so he started videotaping the experience that he would be out there minding his business in a residential little lake river to, you know, fish. And ultimately, you know, the videos start going viral, of course. And this one lady loses her job over it.
Good.
And they end up talking to, like, HOA or whatever. And they were like, the one dude came to talk to him and was like, can you please stop making viral videos? Here's the thing. You can't make a viral video. You can make a video and it can go viral. But not every video goes viral, right?
It went viral because you racist motherfucker
that
like this?
Part. So they're like, could you stop? Or can you make a video and like help her get her job back type of thing?
No. Bitch, you're racist.
And then it starts to come out about the other black people that live in this neighborhood that had also been harassed. And they were harassing them by saying like, you can't swim in here. You can't fish here unless you're a resident of said area. And he's like, I am a resident. Like, I live up the street and around the corner. And then they started questioning.
They always do that shit, man.
Like,
well, where? Where do you live? What apartment? Like, where do you live? I've never seen you before, bitch. Do you know how many houses is in this fucking so-and-so gardens, bitch, where we live? You know every fucking, like, no, nigga, they still building this shit. Bitch, people are moving in every day. You don't even live on this side. Like, shut up.
Just mind your business.
Mind your business. That's how y'all be losing y'all jobs.
And if that's the case, if that's the thing, if you want to state that this Lake Pond River is only for the resident, then have people get a permit for it, right? And that way, if I'm fishing, then you be like, hey, you know this area is for whatever, whatever. Because it could be some random that just came over there. But then you might, oh, no, I have a permit. Oh, okay, great, do your thing. Like,
how the fuck
I mean,
did
I'm not mind your business, but I'm
how
just
the
saying.
Fuck did I get in here? Cause most of the times this shit, they probably it's some type of entrance. Like, how did I get in here? I just walked off the street. I just knew y'all had a creek pond with fresh fish, and I came over here in a fucking lawn chair.
And he don't have
to
a
steal
car.
Y'all trout,
what
right?
What you learned is he doesn't even have a car, so he walks to this little section anyway. So, what? Mind your business.
Did you pay for the fish, bitch?
That part. Why is minding your business so hard? Why you all up in mine? See, this is my business. You over here.
In my business.
You over there.
In your business.
Minding mine. Why is you minding mine?
Get your own shit, bitch. Why you riding mine?
I'm a good fella, kind of lady. Okay. But I'm just like.
Right. Nigga, stop doing the fucking.
Yeah, get the little Kim dance.
Oh, man.
I want to have a Halloween party. It's so real. But I want to have a Hollywood party and the theme is like celebrity. And everybody dress up.
I'm with it. Let's go.
That's the celebrity.
Let's go, nigga.
I be
loving that shit. Like, I look, man. I got into it with one of my motherfucking coworkers a couple weeks ago. Some shit like that. She a little older than me. And she was talking about, like, yeah, it was my mother-in-law party, and, you know, it's her 70th, so she had a 70s-themed party. And I was like, oh, okay, what you wear? And she was like, she wore this motherfucking T-shirt, you know what I'm saying? This is my 70s T-shirt. And I was like, that was lazy.
It was.
Like, I was like, it was lazy. Like, we got her to it. Like, she was mad. Like,
if you want to dress up, you got to be invested.
I was like, you just said this is your mother-in-law, and you love her, and you, like, you went lazy like that. She was like, well, I just, you know, just bought a little something off Amazon. I'm like, you could have bought a wig off Amazon. But, yeah, we got ahead of me. I'm like, gee, if you ain't on theme, you fucking the shit up.
You
got
to be invested. I seen somebody do that online. And it was like a really big event. Like, they had a space and everything, and they did it. And it was great because you have multiple people dressing up as one artist, but, like, all these different styles.
Eras and shit, yeah.
Of their thing or whatever. So you might have, like, 10 Jay-Z's, but, like, different versions of these Jay-Z's or Beyonce's or whatever. And I thought that was kind of cool. And I was like, I'd love to have a little. It was a birthday party. But I'd love to have something like that where you got to come in dressed as a celebrity for whatever.
Yep.
See how many versions of somebody you get. That seemed dope.
Yeah, I like themed shit. That shit is fun.
Cool. How much brown you own?
You didn't see me in my pictures. I was like, I had me a nice little tan outfit on at Silver Room yesterday. You told me what you were trying to do. I was like, I'll go get another fit for that. Like, I'll go, yeah. I'm down for that. We might not have shit left to talk about right now.
Okay.
Slow news week. I'm fine with that.
Okay. You look real chill anyway.
I am.
Usually you be like extra.
No, I'm chilling.
Today you like
Itra. Yeah, that's what it is.
You know,
No. All right,
let's
not saying that.
Let's
see what I'm talking about? Help me out, one peanut. We only got one peanut in the peanut gallery today.
Pour it up.
We got solo.
We did not have a shot on
Well,
the
that's because we had two before the air, nigga.
Right.
We good.
So pour it up, one peanut.
So what is she on?
What you mean?
Man, why this getting poured up, man? Let the people know where they can follow you. Not that shit was on the floor.
Absolutely. Where can people follow me? On everything at Sexy Shell. On the Snappity Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell. On everything. That's it.
Oh, okay. Bet. You already know, man. You can follow me on Instagram and X.
It will always and forever be.
You can X me.
Ooh, that's ugly. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
You can X me. X me.
Somebody
said
now forever, like, if somebody give you a DM, you gotta call it DMX.
Shit, she gave me DMX. I'm dead.
Because what the fuck is an X?
Elon must be stopped, nigga.
Why? Why was that? Why?
What was the reason?
No, dead ass. Cause why?
Hey, you know what's funny about this shit? Mm-hmm. I saw people on Facebook complaining about it. Like, what is it? Why is it an X now? And I was like, this shows me your ass on Twitter enough. Cause we've been talking about this shit for a minute. So take your ass back over to Facebook.
But they were saying because iOS had a delay on the update.
Yeah, I wasn't updating my shit.
And then the next day, it was like X.
My shit still show up. The bird still show up.
Nah, man, literally just stopped doing like the bird just
bottom row.
The bird just went away.
Well, look, it go into X.
It ain't even blue no more.
When I put it back down, it go X. Then it go back to Twitter.
It ain't even blue no more. It's just
trash.
Black.
X me. And I can't even. And it's a song I could sing, but I can't because of it's the pisser. You know the one.
You can talk cash shit about everything, but you
know the one.
I'm
not
gonna
sing the pisser. Yeah.
Wow.
They don't have the same. But yeah, ask me.
Wow.
On Twitter at ASAP Funny, TikTok ASAP Funny One. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe the podcast. I don't want to think about that.
What's a Twitter?
Like,
it's like people don't know house phones.
What is a rotary phone? What is a house phone?
Wait, no, did you see the clip where the girl was like, oh, I think there should be this thing, like a phone that's in the house, and it's like the community phone, and then people have, and then she was saying, like, it's a new invention, like, we should have
one. Like, bitch, we gave these up.
So the Stitch came through and was like, it's called a house phone. We had those. You know, it was in the house. It rang. Everybody.
Look. There. Next to the calendar and the clock.
And then, especially the early years, you had to have the phone on the wall with the extra long cord.
Extra long cord.
You had to be able to walk through every room of the house, roll the cord up, walk through every room of it. When they came out with cordless phones, baby, the invention.
Hilarious.
The invention.
Hilarious.
Somebody was saying, how you use the rotary phone? What do you do? What? Oh, God. We failed.
You drag that motherfucker to the top. You let that bitch go.
I still want a rotary phone just for... I want that and a record player, and I want to place them right next to each other. Yes. And I want the phone to work. It seemed like a useless bill for me to have, but...
They ain't got a house phone for nostalgia.
I just want the router. I want the hook one. You know the one that sit on the little thing of a bottle.
Yeah.
That's the one I want.
You want a Lady Eloise.
Yes.
You want that Marcus.
Yes.
We supposed to end the show 5-10 minutes ago.
Sorry.
But yeah, like, rate, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast, the No Chill Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/No Chill Podcast. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.